This one is addressed to all candidates. Excuse me. What did you do to pass the last referendum, and what would you do, what do you do to alter the current broken public funding system in this state? And we'll start with Rick on that
one. Okay. Well, what did I do to pass the last referendum? Well, I voted for it, so I helped pass it. As far as what would we do to correct the broken system, that needs to be done at the state level, I believe. As the district, we can work on that. That's a good long-term goal. I think to correct it now and to make it help our schools in the current time, I mean, this is something we can work on, but to help the current time, we need to really analyze our budget and have somebody with some business experience that has actually analyzed budgets and can look at things and how we're spending money. I still feel we're not spending money as wisely as we should, not spending money on results-based programs. I would analyze every part of the budget. I'm a strong believer in zero-based budgeting. I could go on and on about that, but essentially analyzing every program, is this working? Could we do it more effectively some other way? So really analyzing the budget very strongly. And again, not being a strong negotiator also, making sure that we don't do behind closed doors secret agreements that don't look after the best interests of our students. Thanks.
Thank you. Beth.
I was one of the co-chairs for CAST, Community and Schools Together, as I said in my opening statement. And we won every single district except for one, and that was one where we lost by one vote and one person voted.
So we got to find that man and the town of Burke and speak to him.
So I'm going to go there tomorrow. But it really it made me feel great about the district. I felt like everybody was behind the new school. Everybody listened to the task forces, the Westside Task Force, who met, I don't know how many times. It was lots of times, for many, many months. And they came up with a plan. The board approved it. They listened to the people, and people were very receptive to it all over the city. We went to every part of the city. People supported building that new school on the West Side. And to me, that was a great show of unity for our district. As far as the state funding goes, I'm a member of the Wisconsin Alliance for Excellent Schools, and I am trying to keep on top of all of the legislation, the lobbying, the legislators lobbying the governor, trying to find out all the information I can to educate people on that. So if you have relatives who live out in the outlying districts, I know Madison, all of our legislators and senators are really on board with this, but if you have relatives out in outlying areas, please have them write to their senator or their legislator to ask them to fix our system.
Thank you very much for the question. I have just a different perspective, obviously, being on the school board itself. First of all, the school board itself agreed to disagree, but was not disagreeable. That's our motto this year on the school board. We look at the data, we analyze it, and when we did that, it was very clear that we needed to build a school out on the far west side. Obviously, it made very perfect business sense to refinance some of our existing debt, and it also, because of Leopold's situation in terms of their overcrowding, it's very clear that they needed some sort of short-term solution in terms of building a new cafeteria for them. So it was clear. In terms of the data, again, very clear that the growth, the projected growth, is on the far west side, moving from west to far west. We developed a task force of community members who looked at the data, looked at it from all sides. And again, there were people on there who at first were not supportive of the referendum at first, but then again, as we went forward, they looked at the data, and again, it was very clear. So the community was involved. Thing that I did is I put Carol Carstensen in charge of the Long Range Planning Committee and said, you got the most experience on the school board. We need somebody who can make this thing get done. She said, okay, I'm on the task. We recruited Beth and we recruited Marge. and we were able to do some really good things. In terms of, and obviously it passed on November, and it passed with a very big margin, and I'm very pleased for that, and thank you very much for your support if you voted for it. And if you didn't vote for it, I'm sure there'll be another referendum in the future. Lastly, in terms of lobbying efforts, on March 29th, we're going to have a meeting down at the Doyle Building at about 6:30 or so, to, in essence, try to put together some talking points so that people can start lobbying our state government, so that they start understanding that the budget cuts really are impacting our schools. And it's not impacting Madison. This is a statewide issue, and we really need to start getting our legislature, our senators, and our governor. We need to make sure that they know we need to fund education adequately, and I'm definitely going to be a part of that effort, and I invite all of you to be a part of that, too, on March 29th.
Mark, it's so hard coming after Johnny on all these calls. I was the treasurer for CAST, so I put my name down onto everything, including all the checks we spent, too. So it was very, very important to me to see this pass. And it was unbelievable the amount of success that we had on this, in this referendum. Not only did we win every district, we won in three-quarters of our districts, I think. I'm not going to throw statistics out anymore. In most of our districts, we won 2-1. Now, this showed how unified our city was on this one referendum. And it was a wonderful sign for the future, I thought. If we could bring the city together on all our issues the way we did on this referendum, we wouldn't have any problems, you know? And so that's what I would like to do as a board member, to keep these task forces going, to keep people all over our city aware of every one of our problems, to work on them, to make suggestions to the board, and hopefully and strongly I support listening to them and to see what the parents have to say about this. You are a very important part of the school district. You have a lot to say about kids. And if you didn't, there wouldn't be Madison, Wisconsin. So that's what I would like to do in the future. Take the success that we got from that referendum and really put it into everything else that we possibly can. There's no doubt that we have to do something about the revenue crisis. I've mentioned it and mentioned it and mentioned it, and nobody seemed to be taking me seriously until just the last couple of months, and that wonderful article in the Wisconsin State Journal that finally said, hey, it's the revenue caps. All right? And it is the revenue caps. And it's not just for Madison. The revenue caps are for almost every single school district in our state. Florence, Wisconsin almost closed. Wisconsin Heights didn't have the referendum passed. They're in desperate straits. So we have to do something about the revenue caps. And I see a little bit of the pendulum, because we have this great pendulum in education, if you haven't noticed. From the time you went to school, it went to this direction, and it went back to this direction, and now it's coming back the other way. We have one state legislature, one state house that seems to support a change. We need the other state to support the change. I know we have a governor. I know we have a first lady that supports education. This is their first priority. We just got to get the politicians lined up. And if we united for the referendum, we can unite for this. I think the road is just there for us to take. Just walk up and take it and make sure that our revenue caps change. We have to also consider the federal government. We have mandates from the federal government that are unfunded or woefully underfunded. We have mandates from the state that are woefully underfunded and have actually decreased. They've given us more mandates with less money. We have to go to Washington and talk to them there. We have to talk to the state and say, this is not fair anymore. This is not good. You can't tell us how to educate our kids and then not give us enough money to do it. This has to be taken into account. And it can't be done with just the school board, although I wish the school board had been more active up until recently. I wish they had taken this role on. But you know what? Nobody was listening. Nobody was listening until just the last year or so. Everyone was saying, oh, no, lob off another administrator. We can take care of the millions of dollars that way. You know, no, we can't. We can't. This is much bigger than the city of Madison. It's much bigger than that. And we have to face all those hardships to overcome getting money back into the system. So basically, I support the referendum. I believe we've got to fight the revenue caps. We've got to fight. We have to change the QEO as well. We can discuss that in another particular time. We have to lobby the state government. We have to lobby the federal government. And you are the people that are going to have to help us do it. Thank you.
Maya.
Yeah, it's been so long. Can you repeat the question?
I'd be glad to. Well, what did you do to pass the last referendum, and what do you do, in addition to what would you do, to alter the current broken public funding system in this state?
I voted yes. I vote yes for probably every referendum. It's an interesting question. You know, what are you going to do before? When I've heard this question asked before, I always wonder, am I running for the same office that everybody else is? And I say that because I do want to see a lot of these task force continue. But I fundamentally disagree that this is the role of a school board member, that we are going to be able to change the state, change the feds. I feel like I'm on a different planet. I think that we can get more efficient as a school board. And I say that because if you go to the Wisconsin Association of School Boards, they're doing studies right now on how to increase achievement through school board vision and direction. The acronym sounds good. I think we need to continue that. But I feel like taking on this is like herding cats. Where are going to be our priorities for the school board? Are we going to go down and lobby the state and go write the feds and march down State Street and not deal with the statistics that we're dealing with? We have a school district that has 40% free and reduced lunch. We have 1 in 4 kids in third grade that can't read at grade level. We have a superintendent that, until there's a public outcry, doesn't get evaluated. And I don't mean to sound negative, but this is the reality that we're at, and I find it amazing that folks don't understand what the role of a school board member is. Legislatures. Okay. If you want to talk about someone that can change things, ask your senator. My senator is Senator Risser. He has yet signed on to, at least of last Friday, a document that's going around the state legislature to address school funding. By 2009, it's by Sandy Pope Roberts. He is our senator, one of our progressive senators, and he still hasn't signed it. But for some reason, we're going to be able to change his mind. The federal level. Well, let's stick with the state level. If you listen to what the state legislature is talking about, the thing that they decided they would deal with are school districts that are a lot more poverty poor than us. We're going to be waiting in line. Even if we get the best case scenario, we're waiting in line behind school districts that are really suffering. And what I want folks to do, and what I'm trying to envision, is that we have one of the most poverty-rich, most public education supportive communities in the state. We have resources at the university. We have parents that are just dying to volunteer. And we need to really look at what kind of reform we're going to have. But we're not going to get answers from the state right away. We're not going to get answers from the feds. And in the meantime, we cut $10 million every year. So what we need to do as school board members is go out into the community and say, what do you want? What are our educational goals with the idea that in 5 years we'll have cut $50 million? And do we need to start thinking of collaborating with the rest of the community? That's what I want to do. I want to have roundtable discussions with the Chamber of Commerce and business. I want to have roundtable discussions with folks that are dealing with high school reform. But I don't want to get up here and say that we can change this if we all just cheerlead. It's going to be hard work, and it's not going to look very pretty. But we can do it, because this is Madison. And we're all here for the same reason. We want to educate every single kid.